Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will hold separate town halls tonight. They were scheduled to hold their second presidential debate this evening, but the group organizing the debate moved it to a virtual format after Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. NPR's Mara Liasson says the president rejected that.
Donald Trump said he wasn't interested. Joe Biden said that in that case, he'd do his own televised town hall with ABC. Then, just yesterday, NBC confirmed that it would do an hour-long event with Trump. They'll both start at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. The ABC event with Biden is going to run longer to match the same 90 minutes that ABC gave to Donald Trump a month ago.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Facebook and Twitter are limiting people from sharing a news story with unconfirmed claims about Democratic presidential nominee Biden. NPR's Shannon Bond reports President Trump and his allies are accusing the social media companies of censorship.
The companies say they're trying to slow down the spread of possibly false claims. The New York Post story in question is based on emails purportedly sent by Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and given to the Post by close associates of President Trump. Facebook, which is an NPR sponsor, said it was limiting the article's reach, so fact checkers would have more time to evaluate it. Twitter blocked its users from posting the link at all, saying it broke its rules against sharing hacked information. The companies didn't give much detail about why they decided to clamp down on this story. That sparked criticism from experts who say they should more clearly explain their policies. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
As countries across Europe take more measures to control a new wave of the coronavirus, Belgium forecasts a crisis for its hospitals if the current infection rate continues. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels on urgent concerns raised by health officials.
Belgium's crisis center spokesman Yves Van Leytem says the number of new infections is doubling every week and warns the country must sharply cut infections or its intensive care units will be at capacity by the middle of November. Admissions to hospital have gone up by 80% over the past week. Deaths are also climbing. Van Leytem says this can be considered a second wave of the pandemic, with the entire country considered either a red zone or a dark red one. Last week, Brussels ordered all bars and cafes to close for 1 month, and authorities aren't ruling out a return to lockdown mode. Belgium's neighbors, France, Germany, and the Netherlands, are all tightening restrictions. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The U.S. Postal Service has agreed to reverse all the changes that slowed mail delivery across the United States this year. This settles a lawsuit filed by Montana Democratic Governor Steve Bullock. There have been complaints that people haven't gotten their prescriptions or their benefits or been able to pay bills on time. This is NPR News. Two American hostages have been released from Yemen. One is a female aid worker and the other is a businessman. They had been held by Iranian-backed rebels. The remains of a third person are being repatriated. The Associated Press says this release is part of an exchange. Oman's state news agency says 250 Yemenis who had received medical treatment in Oman are being returned to Yemen. The latest in a series of studies about the workplace in Hollywood finds it is full of bullies and filled with power imbalances. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has more.
The Hollywood Commission, chaired by Anita Hill, surveyed nearly 10,000 people working in the entertainment industry about intimidating or humiliating workplace behaviors, such as insults, sarcasms, gestures, yelling, swearing, harsh criticism, and physical aggression. One person reported, quote, "Bullies run rampant and go unchecked and don't get treatment." Women in the survey were twice as likely as men to report abusive conduct. Workers younger than 40, disabled workers, and non-union workers said they have it bad. So do assistants to writers' rooms and executives. The Hollywood Commission says it's now training directors, producers, showrunners, casting directors, and others to manage bullying. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration reports that the planet has just experienced its hottest September on record. The agency, NOAA, says 2020 is on track to become one of the hottest years ever recorded. The 10 warmest Septembers on record have all occurred since 2005. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.